Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back here on our special version of our NFL Draft second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with Deuce McAllister. We're live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Deuce and I will be here until 7 o'clock, and then it'll be the Jay Johnson Show on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line from Clutch Point Sports, and he covers the NBA and the Pelicans, Chris Dotson. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, it might be the finale, baby. And this team got to play with a heartbeat tonight and come out and play with some pride and with some energy. We haven't seen that the last two games they've played.
No, Mike, did you say finale or funeral there? I'm not sure.
Well, it's close. It's just spelled different. Just spelled different, you know what I mean?
It's starting to feel like it's the same, and sadly fans are starting to ask for more than just get a win and extend the season. Now they're asking for Jordan Hawkins' minutes on his birthday and things to feel good going into the offseason. This the playoffs. Deuce, you know this. This the playoffs. Just go get a win. Extend the season. Worry about all that feel-good stuff later, or it will feel like a funeral for months in New Orleans when it comes to basketball.
Well, I mean, I wish I could say it's just as easy as go get a win, you know. But as you know, that's not always the case. And, you know, just what – I mean, I think we all agree on when we say what are some of the things that have to happen. What are some of the things that has to happen for this team to just be successful for tonight?
Yeah, I think they need to get back in chest, go back to JV a little bit. And obviously, I didn't want to lead with it, but we need that big game from B.I. If he wants to get paid, he's got to get this to a game six at least. If not, he's not getting 100% of that contract. He's getting 80. But I would get in Chet's chest, see if you can get him in foul trouble. I mean, it's been 85, 86 games. The Pelicans have to get an easy, honest whistle at least once, right? And the home game is a funeral. The refs have to give us something. Make them make a decision. Go be active. Be in the paint, even though you don't have Zion. And let Trey take some threes, of course. But I think we just got to get in the chest and show that we can match them physically.
Okay, Chris, reality check here. This team goes down tonight. This team can't just move a piece or two in the offseason. That's going to be a serious look in the mirror here on how this team is constructed and what you want to do for 2024, 2025. Do you think Brandon Ingram is back on this team when we start back up in October?
No, if I had to put even money, coin flip, I don't see him being back. Just because of the money, he's going to want more than I think the Pelicans are going to be willing to offer after this playoff performance. And he's shown he's just not quite that guy. He's close to an all-star, but he hasn't made an all-star game since signing this last big deal on his second contract. So the third, if they're not close on the numbers, I don't think the Pelicans go through with a tough negotiation and they find a way to ship him out. And, yeah, it's going to be tough. They can't just move a piece or two. It's going to be Larry, Najee, JV, and possibly B.I.
Yeah, I agree with you there that it's just not a minor shakeup here of a piece or two. I think you're going to see, and we know with Jonas that it was going to be his last season, but I think it's going to be a lot more than that. You have to take an honest look in the mirror here on what can get you to the next level. You win 49 games and to go down like this. And I get it. You don't have Zion. I get that part. But the way they've played, good gracious, the last two games, that's been more disappointing than the loss. Is that where's the heartbeat?
It is a little bit disappointing. We've talked about how if JV could come back, he's worth a certain number to all contenders, but if you don't play him, he's not worth nothing, so why spend the money? So that's why he'd be gone. But he goes out there and plays. He will hit you in the mouth every game, even if the other guys aren't bringing the energy, even if Willie Green's decided not to play Jose and Najee and they can't bring the energy up. JV at least goes out there and gives you something. The rest of these guys, I don't know, they've got to look in the mirror and say, I'm not bringing it the way New Orleans wants me to bring it, because they kind of went out there and got a little soft on us.
Yeah, but even the problem with playing JV is it's always been the defense, how they put them in scramble mode, and you're talking about open threes consistently, and Oklahoma has been able to hit those open threes, and that's why, you know, okay, you can go down there, you can score two, but you're giving up three nearly every time down.
Yeah, they're going to open with JV. Hopefully he scored like the first 9-11 points the other night. If they're going to go away from it, they're going to start picking on him. Yeah, but that's on Willie Green to make adjustments quicker than he's been doing all season. Usually he waits a play or two. He waits to the timeout TV timeout saves him. This has got to be where as soon as they make a switch, he makes a switch. He's really got to be on his game tonight. And that's another thing you got to be evaluating is how does Willie Green handle this game? And he's looking at a sweep. That's not a great thing to go into. I know he just signed a new deal, but next season is going to be a lot of pressure if he can't get this win tonight and make the right adjustments at the right time, including when and when not to use JV, who we've all seen can bring some value. But like you just said, Deuce, he gives up three and only gets you two. That's tough math in the playoffs.
Chris, one of the things, and maybe we haven't maybe looked at it as hard, is that for a team that has not walked down that basketball aisle, what OKC really ripped the heart out of this this basketball team?
Game one,
and winning that game, they ripped their heart out, because it's been blowouts the last two games for a young team who had never been there, so to speak, before. They in the number one seed spot, but again, man, it's different. Regular season and postseason, totally, totally different. I think maybe we not giving enough credit to this young OKC squad and how well they have said, man, we getting dished on by the national people, that we not that good. We'll show you just how good we are. But that game one rip of the heart out of the chest showed you that young team really, really did show some veteran walk down the aisle at that point.
Yeah, they showed some veteran moxie there, even though they're a young team. Shea did great. We all talk – all the talk right now is about Anthony Edwards being just a rip-your-heart-out kind of killer. Shea's got that same instinct. And we've seen top seeds, young top seeds, go down before, mainly Dallas way back in the day, to the We Believe Warriors. But this OKC team is not that team. They really have that killer instinct that you can't teach no matter how long you've been in the league. You've either got it or you don't. And this team has it. And it's fun to watch, even if you're on the losing end. If you're a fan of basketball, and I just got back from Memphis doing the EYBL scouting and stuff up there, watching the future pros in a few years, this young OKC team is just a fun basketball team to watch. And, yeah, they'll probably take care of the Pelicans. But next round, I think I'm going to be rooting for them, even going back to how they helped the New Orleans franchise during the Katrina days. You've got a link with OKC. And if we had to go down to somebody, I'd rather go down to this OKC team than, say, the Denver Nuggets. I'll put it that way.
You look at the series and see how the Timberwolves have just taken the belt out and they spanked the Suns. But, man, see the Clippers and the Mavs. That has really been something to watch, hasn't it?
Yeah, and that goes back to coaching. Ty Lue and Jason Kidd have been making adjustments and counterblows. And I think Ty Lue's going to take Jason Kidd, but Jason Kidd's earned some respect. And to flip it to Pelicans, Willie Green's got to get that same respect. But, yeah, that's been another fun series. We've seen a lot of fun series this NBA playoffs, and it's only going to get better from here. right? It's only going to get better from here. Hopefully that's what we can say about the Pelicans in future seasons. They saw this for what it is, and they only get better from here this offseason and in the next season.
Are you surprised the Suns went down the way they did against the Timberwolves? And we've watched Minnesota all year, and there was no doubt they had pieces of the puzzle here. But it's the way they beat Phoenix.
I agree, too.
It's the way they beat them that's really sort of surprised you.
Yeah, I'm not a big gambling man, but I've said it all season. I thought Phoenix lacked the depth. Thankfully, when I took that under game six bet, hey, we cashed that check right there because the Suns got swept. But, yeah, I did not see Phoenix taking more than a game out of that one just because their lack of depth, their lack of cohesive just chemistry on offense. That big three is great on paper, but they hadn't even played together all year. So, yeah, I didn't figure they were going to figure it out. But the way Minnesota handled business was kind of impressive. And the way Ant is taking control of that team, even though Cat and Gobert are the twin towers, the big pillars in the back, he's really got up front and led by example, led from the front, and it's impressive to watch. If we get that Minnesota Thunder series, Shea versus Ant is a heavyweight bite, way better than this Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing we got coming up.
Well, I got to ask you about Phoenix and, you know, what happens, what do they do, just because, you know, your lack of first-round picks over the next couple of years, your lack of second-round picks, and, you know, you really don't have a lot of pieces that you can move. What does Phoenix do?
It's going to be tough. Phoenix is going to have a conversation with Kevin Durant. His legacy kind of depends on him hopping around again and again and again. Booker might want out. Beal, you can only do so much with because he has a no-trade clause. But I do think they will move one of them pieces just because I'm already betting there will be over six true all-stars move this summer just because of the second luxury tax apron. And I think Phoenix is going to be there. They might need a third team to do it. But one of those big three guys are going to be playing somewhere besides the desert next season.
Chris, one of the things you brought up about doing some scouting and talking to people about this draft class for the NBA, they don't seem to be too high on it. Your thoughts on this NBA draft class, and especially early in the draft. They were saying this is one of the weaker NBA draft class they've seen in some time.
It's a draft class that gets you fired with pick number one.
Yes. The top 10 is terrible. I mean, if you look historically, just people trying to hype them up, I've looked at them myself. You might have one or two gems there that could be a third option, but there are no one or two options. So, yeah, any GM that cannot trade back out of the top 10 here, he's putting his job on the line, like you said, Deuce. And, yeah, I don't see much that the Pelicans could need out of here except that because the first-round pick's going to cost too much on the cap. And this draft to me is full of a bunch of Najee Marshalls or lower that can really help your team. And he was undrafted, if you remember right. He was undrafted before Jose made his name. There's going to be some guys in here that make their name, but there's no starters, I think, in 3 years in this draft at all.
Whoa, that tells you the story about the upcoming NBA draft. Chris, last question for you. The positions that they're looking for in the offseason would certainly be a point guard, also a guy in the middle, correct?
Yeah, you're looking for a point guard, guy in the middle. I think you've got one of your guys in Carlo Makovic sitting down there in Birmingham. He did well. I've been following him for years. Even had to tell some of the press room his pronunciation on draft night because I've been following him that much. He's really been impressive from everybody I've talked to. So he will be a very cheap option as a big. And I'm going to throw a name out there. We're going to be ridiculous. Let's throw a name out there. You need a point guard and somebody to protect the rim. You also need a contract that helps if you're moving B.I. Let me sell you on Ben Simmons. He doesn't have to shoot. He shoots as many threes as B.I. already, but he can do both of the things you need. He's an expiring contract. He can move. I know we're going to get into a silly season, but that's two birds in one hand right there for me. But I think we already got a big, and we're going to be more focused on a point guard to help set the table for Zion. The big, we got Cody Zeller.
Well, Chris, if they get Ben Simmons, you come do sports talk with us.
Yeah.
Because it'll light up them lines.
I'm
really
talking about
good.
I'm talking about lighting them up.
We'll have it top to bottom if that happens with Simmons.
If it happens, I will definitely take you up on that invitation to come on down there. But that's one of the weirder things that I wish I could have come up with it, but I actually heard it from somebody else, and I'm just spreading along that little bar house rumor there.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Let's see if they got some heart. Let's see if they got a heartbeat. Because, man, you don't want to go down and lose like this and get swept. You don't want to.
And the worst part, it would be you're at home.
And you played so lousy at home. And you know,
over the last month you have.
Man, just been bad.
If you wear New Orleans on your chest, you better go down swinging.
That's it. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, buddy.
Mike D, Deuce, thank y'all.
All right. Chris Dodson does a great job covering the NBA and the Pelicans for Clutch Point Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.